Blog Talk Radio.
Tangling feathers in her wings.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I know this may be a shock to your system, but I'm just standing in for Poetic. He's running a little bit late, okay? So I'll be your host for right now. I am the Perla Negra, and this is Let's Talk About It, where we're doing date night differently. You are on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Now, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. That one to participate. Tonight, we will be discussing, when was the last time you really said I love you to you? And for me, now, I'm going to tell y'all. For a long time, I did not love myself, and it had a lot to do with the situations that I put myself in and the relationships that I fell into. I was very materialistic, and I put a lot of superficial things ahead of myself and what I really cared about. And that brought about a lot of misery and dislike for myself. I had a lot of anger and fear. So for me to realize one day that it wasn't about me, the way that people were treating me and why I was in the situations that I was in, it was actually about them. And I started to put down all the material things that I deemed important and the facade that I put on, everything that was not me. I just took it off and put it to the side. And I looked in the mirror and I started really recognizing myself and how I was truly blessed, you know. And I mean, every imperfection I started to appreciate, which I call perfect imperfections anyway. My hair, my skin, my eyes, my voice, everything about me that people would put me down about, I started to realize right here and now was about me. And I love it all. And from there on, I would tell every morning when I go in the bathroom and handle my business, I stop in that mirror, and after I finish brushing my teeth and washing my face, I say, "Hey, girl, how you doing, beautiful?" I look myself up and down, and I say, "Ooh, we like all of that, all of it." And I start taking two steps away, and then I lean back, and I say, "You know what? Nah." I blow a kiss on myself and say, "I love you." And I walk out. And this works for me, you know. I stay positive now, and when people come at me in an angry way, I have to, before I can react, I think now. And I know that it doesn't have anything to do with me, and I've learned how to listen, find out what it is. Now, enough about me, because I can go on and on and on and on before you know it, the show will be over. I brought a little short piece that I was working on. Not really finished, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. And this is untitled. For those of you that know me, y'all know I'm the queen of short pieces and untitled pieces. So here it goes. She is beautiful, but not by society standards or like the ones you see in the magazine. She's beautiful for her thoughtfulness and the way her eyes light up when she talks about something she loves, for the way she finds a way to still lift someone even when she's feeling down. It's her selfless and unconditional giving nature and her patience. No, it's not her looks, not something so temporary as her looks. It's the goodness deep within her soul. So don't waste her time by taking her for granted, because she does love herself. But as with anybody, she still got work to do on herself. And you'll miss her when she's gone. Is my diva, actually, ladies and gentlemen, this is my co-host to the Love Zone and also the host of the new show, Express Your Vibe. Welcome, welcome to Let's Talk About It, Diva. How are you doing tonight?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Diva?
I'm a little bit better. A little bit better.
You're
you
doing.
Know, so I'm a little. I'm a little. Yeah, I'm doing. I'm a little. Still a little under the weather, but I'm doing all right. You know.
Right.
You know. Ready? It's hard for me to say no to favors to friends. So. Yeah. Now I want to know. When's the last time you really said to yourself, "I love you"?
It happened to be maybe, I'd say, a couple of weeks ago, because I, too, have learned to let go of things. And thank God that who we look like don't reflect really who we are. Sometimes, you know, more often than not, our insides can reflect our outsides, but sometimes not. You know, and I learn a little every day that what I look like doesn't define me totally, you know. So, and then also I've had to let things go and, you know. So I'd say about a couple of weeks ago, but today I said, you know what, girl, I love you. Well, all right.
I know that's right.
And
no, that's
today,
right.
I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, it's so important to love yourself. You know, I stress all the time to everybody.
Yes, you
love
do.
Yourself.
Yes, you do.
Get that good relationship going inside with yourself, because that's where spirit dwells. And I'm adamant about that. I'm very, very serious.
Yes,
it
you
is
are.
So important that you learn how to love yourself, everything about you, even the parts where you think are, you know, misplaced or it shouldn't be there. You have to understand that God made us the way he did. He didn't make no mistakes on nobody, honey, none. Okay?
Yes, I hear
and
that.
It's what we think of ourselves. And when, the sooner we accept that, the sooner we will start to love ourselves, you know. But I'm going to tell you something, girl. You got to start telling yourself you love yourself a little bit more often than, you know, once in a while.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's a good thing.
Yes.
It is a good thing, you know.
But
it's
it
good
really
that
is.
You do recognize that, you know, and you can do that. A lot of people can't. Like I was saying, I went through that time in my life where it was all about being superficial. You know, I didn't go for the shallow pockets. Okay, I was into the gold ear, the big ghetto gold earrings. I had to have the latest haircut, and you know, I always keep my nails done, but I had to have the everything that was the here and now, the fad. You know what I mean? Because I didn't experience the love that I should have gotten when I was younger. And it put me in a certain mindset. Well, if I can't get the organic love that I'm supposed to get from my family, well, then I need gifts. I need a gift myself. And anybody come in my life, they got to bring something. You know, and that wasn't my nature. That wasn't truly me, you know, but that's where I found my happiness, which it didn't really make me happy, because when I couldn't get what I wanted, I had an issue, okay? I would literally throw like a temper tantrum, but it wasn't loud. It was just like, no, you can't have none unless I get this, you know? Oh, it was horrible.
Wow.
I had to, and I learned a very harsh lesson behind that, but that wasn't what woke me up. What woke me up, like I said, was I had to sit back and assess my life and the situation that I was in. And just, you know, God did that. He laid hands on me and he was like, now, look, you're going to sit down for a minute. I got to show you something. And I said that. And
Right.
And I'm not talking about this happened overnight. You know what I mean? Because not saying that the Creator can't work overnight, but He knows that we are a work in progress, honey. We are a work in progress. So it takes time.
That's so true.
You know?
It took me years. Took me so many years.
That's my next question. Mm-hmm. When was your aha moment that, you know what, there's nothing wrong with you. You are perfect the way you are.
Woo! You know, that happened within the last year. Finally, after so many years of self-hate, I had really had issues with dysmorphia, and then I finally had to pray. I had to pray real hard, like, Lord, help me see what's hindering the love here, because I didn't love myself for so long. I didn't know. And then, you know, going through two marriages, everybody used to say, well, you can't love others unless you love yourself. I love my kid. And, you know, and everybody's like, that's not the same. So it was really weird for a minute. And then finally, I had that aha moment where, like you said, like I had to realize, hold up, it's not me, it's them. And then finally I had to get past the name calling and say, well, that's okay. And I'm okay. But are you okay? And then finally, it finally just happened. Like I said, within a year, I had to ask the Lord to help me. And now I'm, you know, I have my highs and lows, but just like everybody else. But lately I've been okay, and I feel pretty good.
All right.
So.
That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what's up. And do you still have that positive frame of mind now, or does it get you down?
I do. I think I try to have more ups than downs. And then when I feel myself going down, I could call the diva.
Right. You sure can, honey, anytime, day or night.
No.
Anytime, day or night. Okay.
That's the best part.
Well, okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about right there. It is the best part, knowing that you have someone there that you can reach out to. And,
absolutely.
You know, they're not going to judge you, you know, and they're coming in a pure way, in an honest way. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. Now, Diva, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, my piece, too, is untitled and short. But it packs the punch.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. If I don't love me, who will? It took me a long time, but I finally got it. So daily, I let all my insecurities go and say, I love your smile. You're so sweet. You're a great friend and sister. I love you. Because my love for family and friends is true. What is there not to love? I have my days of lows and highs, but I'm also learning to love my thunder thighs. I laugh because I know they aren't going anywhere no matter what I do. But I can truly say I love me now, and in spite of everything, it's true. I had to do affirmations daily just to believe. I know I can do whatever I say. It's in me to achieve. So to answer the question, I said I love me today and will continue my love to myself in every way. And that's that piece.
Oh, man. I love the part about the thunder thighs, girl, because, man, you know I'm dealing with them. I love that part. Yes, yes. I started giggling when you said that part. Yeah, that's what I'm about. That's right. Yes. Yeah, girl, you know, it takes work to have complete total acceptance of you, of yourself, especially your outward body, child, because we look, we've been conditioned to believe what is beautiful and what isn't, instead of, you know, not looking at the outward appearance and understanding the way that people treat you, their spirit, their soul. You know, the attitude towards you is where the beauty comes from, and not this physical thing here. So, I love that piece. I really, really love that piece. Now, I don't know what Poetic calls his place for you to go chill in, but I'm just call it, you know, the lounge.
You can go
sit over here and you'll take the lounge. All right.
I'm going to sit the lounge.
Okay, all right. Thank you for calling in, Diva.
One love, one mic.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, that was my co-host, my diva, Ms. VIP, where we work together over there on the Love Zone. I'm going to open up this next microphone to area code 408. Welcome to Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. Who do we have on the mic?
You have Craig, a.k.a. Way Busy.
Craig Way Busy. Okay, how you
also
doing?
Also known as, well, I'm actually doing better than most, worse than a few, to be honest.
Okay. And who? What are you also known as?
Way Busy.
Way Busy. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, as you can see, I'm standing in for Poetic until he gets here. Like I said, he's running a little bit late, but we can still run this show. We can still do this. And I want to know, when was the last time you really said I love you to you, to yourself?
I was just thinking about that, you know, and I didn't have to think very long. You know what I mean? It didn't take very, very long, because I'm walking in love. I'm walking in love every day. When I wake up in the morning, I open my eyes, and those are two beautiful gifts that get the day going, because it's sometimes when I'm outside, I look up in the sky and I think, beautiful day, and I walk out in the morning sun, and I'm being kissed, and I love to be sun kissed, you know, and you know, I don't know about you, but vibrations are very important to me, because sometimes I'm picking up some excitations. How could you go from wonderful to even more wonderful, and just 4 seconds? That's all it took. I was catching it. It was in the wind. Goodness, I walk in love every day. I always love myself. I love myself more than anybody loves themselves. I love, love, love myself. I love the way my skin feels. I love how tall I am. I love everything about me. Have you ever seen yourself in love? It's amazing.
Absolutely.
And wonderful.
Absolutely.
At the same time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah,
I agree.
Do all the time.
And it's a beautiful thing. You are right. Is the that first breath you take in the morning, when your eyes open and you see life, you hear life waking up with you in the morning. It is. It's a beautiful, it's a wonderful gift. Most definitely. And I agree with you. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Wow. That was pretty awesome.
I feel
the same way.
I didn't have anything written up, so I was thinking, uh-oh, what am I going to do? I don't know what to do. I just said, well, you know, that says on the thing, you know, have you, you know, love, love, love. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, do I ever.
That's so awesome. Yeah, it's so important. And like I was discussing with the former caller, it's not easy to get to that point in your life, because of a lot of things that we experience in life. But when you do ascend to that level, You know, vibration is very important because everything alive is radical in vibration. And some things vibrate high, some vibrate low. There are negative and positive. And I vibrate extremely high. And I'm coming into that, learning about that. It was recent for me, within the past year. So I understand about that. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing when you can stay in that, you know. And you don't, you know, you learn, you have to learn how to protect your energy as well, you know, because sometimes you can get those bad vibrations. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me just say something on behalf of, you know, I'm not going to say nothing like that. No. Let me say it this way. Let me just say something about what's important, you know. And I have to say, on a woman, what's important? The most important thing on a woman, mind you, is to me, is her brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And and that's in charge of a lot of different things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly one of the things I'm going to speak on is it's in charge of bad habits that we developed over a period of time,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so, I mean, you want to change some of this stuff, right? But, you know, you're having a tough time, you know, it's difficult because you got so much you have to juggle and you have to keep on doing it because, you know, if you don't, uh-oh. But listen, you need some help, right? Of course. Okay, so are you willing to just apply yourself? I mean, I can give you some things to practice, and pretty soon you'll catch on, and you'll be like a ball of fire. Like, this girl's on fire. And what is the fire doing? The fire makes everything crystal clear so people can see. When you talk, okay, now people are going to pay attention because when you talk, it demands people to listen. And so if they're going to see what you're saying, they go, oh, they see what you're saying. But from that standpoint, they get to turn around and take a look and see where you're coming from. And where are we coming from again? Oh, yeah, that's right. When your lips are moving, they're telling on your heart where you're telling everybody what's going on. It's called telling on yourself. Next on the mic.
Wow. That was pretty awesome. That was pretty awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Craig, your input and your experience. Appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, it's just a little love, you know.
Of course,
it's like
it's
like the song says, you know. Mm-hmm. Joining with me, please. Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping
hand.
Put a little love in your heart.
In your heart. Now, see, I can't even catch.
And the world,
but
will be a
Definitely.
Better place.
Most definitely. Oh, wow. That was pretty awesome. Thank you so much for that. And don't be a stranger, okay? Thank you for calling
I'll
in.
Try.
Listen. All right. One love, one mic. Wow. That was pretty awesome, ladies and gentlemen. Let me do this real quick.
Take your sunspot.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Let's Talk About It. We're doing different date night differently. I'm going to open up this next microphone. Oh, okay. Got my diva Rain on the line. How you doing? Welcome to Let's Talk
good.
About It.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing
sorry.
A favor for a friend.
Oh, I got you. I was I was a little late to the party. I was like running around doing stuff over here, running from clubhouse, getting food, you know, doing stuff. So
yes, I know, I'm I'm kind of off balance today, but it's all good. I'm just feeling a little under the weather, but I'm all good. You know, I'm still breathing.
I hope you get your.
So I'm still here.
I hope you get your mojo back.
Oh, I'm definitely going to get it back. I don't stay down for long. Trust me. Never.
I know that's right.
How are you doing tonight?
That's not even an option. I'm good.
Okay.
You know, I was up like all night, didn't go to bed until late this morning. So I'm literally probably just getting my day started a few hours ago. And but it's 7:30 here, so probably around
four o'clock.
But it's a good day. I got, you know, doing things, getting things set up over here.
It is. And any day that you can open your eyes and take a breath and get up and do what you got to do is a good day. But
indeed.
I want to tell you, you know what, I want to commend you on the awesome job you did over there on Get Down the other night, girl.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Them two are something else, but I love that show, man. It's like such a hot show, man. Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
We look forward to Thursday nights coming. Definitely. And you did an awesome job, so I just thought I'd throw
that out.
I truly
appreciate it. Thank you. It was an honor to visit with the gentleman for a couple hours and love on some poets. It was definitely a good time.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. And, you know, your voice, girl, your voice, it's like silk. It is so smooth and so calming. Man, it is awesome. We love your voice,
beautiful.
Yeah,
thank you,
beautiful.
Awesome.
I appreciate that. Oh, thank you. Now, let's get to this question of the evening.
And I don't even know what it is.
Okay, all right. Well, when was the last time that you really said, I love you, to yourself?
Ooh, that's a whole, it's a daily thing that I do on purpose. It has to be a daily thing. And the reality of it is whether or not I feel it every day, you know, how they say you, and not fake it till you make it, but it's just like you speak those things into existence. You know, we all deal with our own things, and I definitely have things that I deal with. So I make it a point to make sure that I remind myself daily just how fucking dope I am, and that what we've overcome in life, you know, here we are standing strong, regardless of what may have tried to take us out. You know, and I'm seeing in third person, but yes, it has to be it's a daily thing for me.
Absolutely. I am so, I can't push it enough for people to love themselves. I do it daily too. I told y'all in the beginning, when I go in the bathroom and I do my business and I get up, I go brush my teeth, wash my face, and I'm serious. I blow kisses at myself.
I talk to myself
in like the third part. I'm like, hey girl, you look good. Ooh, you like that. And I walk away.
I dig that.
You know, you gotta make yourself laugh too. You know, you gotta learn to laugh at yourself and enjoy.
Oh,
I'm good at laughing at myself, even when I'm not so funny. It don't even make no sense how silly I am. I'm trying to tell you, I'll be having a whole conversation. It's not, you know, most of the time it's with spirit, but you know, I'm just silly like that. I like to keep myself entertained because I get bored and I get in trouble. So I talk to myself, but girl, I can dig that. And a lot of people don't. They haven't gotten to that point in life. A lot of people don't.
There's a long time that I didn't.
Yeah, me too.
You know, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when you experience trauma in life, and sometimes you're not given the tools to love yourself, and so you have to discover the tools for yourself, because sometimes our parents don't know how to teach us how to love ourselves because they don't love themselves. So, and sometimes things in life, relationships or whatever, they may tear down those walls and we may get lost in them and forget how to love ourselves. So sometimes we have to go on that journey for ourselves, and sometimes that journey is a long journey. And that was definitely me for many years.
Girl, you are, Lord, you in my head. You are telling my story. I'm trying to tell you.
You know how life teaches us, right?
Did you tell me something? Were you at a point in your life where you actually hated yourself?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. There wasn't anything that, especially, there's various dynamics for me in this realm. But, yes, there's definitely a point in my life that I didn't feel worthy. I didn't love myself. I didn't like myself. There were things that I've done in my past that I'm not proud of, which, yeah, it's just, yeah. There's layers to this. There's many, because sometimes we do things that we hurt people because we're hurt. And, you know, they're just, I've probably been on every spectrum of this thing. I've been an angel. I've been not so much of an angel. Yeah. I've loved myself. I've hated myself. I've been loved. I've been hated. So, yeah, it's all in the journey. The most important thing is that we take each moment and take each experience and grasp or get from it what we're supposed to get from it, and use those tools that we gather and move forward and become better. Love harder.
There you go. There you go. I can't stress that enough. You are so right. Now, let me ask you, when was your moment where you were like, you know what, I'm not gonna go back there to that hateful place, that disliked place anymore?
There was it wasn't the moment that I loved myself, but it was the moment that I decided to love myself. And I was in a marriage that I felt I was being held hostage, and it wasn't anyone's fault, you know. There were a lot of different dynamics to that as well. But when I decided that my happiness was important enough for me to leave, not to stay for a child and not to stay, because, you know, I came from a household where I had four stepmothers, and so my daughter is my stepdaughter. And I've helped raise her since she was four, and she's 19 now. So when I married her father, I never wanted her to go through what I went through. So I stayed for a while. But then I realized, just like many parents do, that it's unhealthy to stay, because it boils over and the kids suffer. And so I decided that my happiness was important and that I could not be even a good mother to her. And thankfully, you know, her father and I worked it out to where I still remained a part of her life long after, you know, we weren't together, and still today. And but I say all that to say that was the pivot for me, putting myself first. And then that's when the journey started to loving myself. And it took me probably until about 6 years ago, about 2015.
Okay.
And I left him in 2011. I left in 2011, and it took me until probably about 2015 to get to that point.
Okay.
It was a lot of work. And it's still continuing work. There's still much work to be done.
Absolutely. Now I have times where I start slipping back as far as the thoughts in my head and having those negative thoughts. But I shut them down. Do you go through that?
Yep. And you know how it might not make any sense. I sleep. I go to sleep.
You can go to sleep.
It resets. I have to. Like, I force myself to sleep, and I don't care if I have to sleep for an entire day, because I've suffered from deep depression. I've dealt with regular. I don't want to minimize it, but I've had depression. I've dealt with depression, but I've also been in a deep depression. So
right.
I know when I'm approaching a space. And so rather than allowing myself to play with thoughts and allow I will reset. It's like a reset. I will shut my whole entire being down, and I might be in bed for a day or two. But when I get up, I rise up, and that's it. It's like a whole new refresh, Jody, mind change, reminding myself it is what it is, and that's just what I do.
Okay. All right. Well,
kind of like when your computer, when the virus comes into the computer, you just turn it off. Say what?
Yeah, Poetic is in here now. He made it.
Oh, hey, okay.
Hey, 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 hey.
So he came
hey.
In the depths of it all. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Earl Negra, hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, Rain, I came in the middle of you coming into loving yourself, and I commend you, one, for
thank
acknowledging
you,
it, and two, for waking up and realizing that you had to.
Indeed.
That's
indeed.
Just phenomenal.
Thank you.
Just phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. Well, the show is yours,
now, thank you. Appreciate it. Now, Rain, now that you've talked about you loving yourself, you really saying I love you to you, what ink would you like to drip on us tonight?
So I didn't know that this was the topic because I've been doing so much. So I'm just going to share the latest piece that I wrote. I wrote it yesterday.
Okay.
It's called Worth the Wait. Thank you. I've never questioned if you could handle the rain. You've already rain danced along my spine, performed ceremonial incantations invoking a typhoon in my womb, and proven you are not afraid of my hurricane. In fact, you seem to hanker for the length of my wave, and best believe I see the way you do that thing you do, that grown man shit, handling business. It makes me want to handle yours for you. Serve you like the king that you are, remind you that there is more to getting this bag and mastering this multiple grind balancer act. I got plans for you. Mark your calendar. It's not a threat, but I can show you better than I can tell you, show you how deliberate my tongue is in speaking life into you while sucking your soul. Well, like I said, this is more of a game of show and tell. Meanwhile, these fuckboys out here sending unsolicited dusty dick pics with an unimaginative small talk, and I'm choking on what they lacking. While I'm dreaming about swallowing what you packing, I even thought about packing bags and taking flights, but there's no rush for this. I mean, phone sex is what most do, but there's something about the way that you fuck me on the page, making love between horizontal blank lines, the way you wrap your words around my intellect, slide your similes inside my tight, sticky, sweet, fuck my plump lips with your rhyme scheme. It keeps me coming back to back again and again. It's that boomerang shit. You get it. A snapshot capturing of what lies between your thighs. I mean, you could send it, but really, to me, it's irrelevant because I can make magic happen with whatever you present. I'm on my queen shit. I can make a dollar out of 15 cents, but you've already deposited more in me than 10 yen and 10 men, and we just getting started. See, I naturally drip an abundance of thick honey. Jars stays overflowing, and here you go, showing up on the scene, in my space, all unexpected, kicking over my jar with zero fucks given. And the unapologeticness got me feeling a motherfucking way. Now I'm dripping on the page, blue lines blurred by saturated thoughts of the audacity of this chemistry. Do you feel it? Do you want to? You should know, my pussy, she's not well-traveled. You have had the pleasure. It's a sacred space. She be selective with granting access. She be directly connected to divinity. She could be your deity. My goal is for you to wear my subtle gestures, spread them pretty across the width of your thick lips. Wise smile when you realize exactly what this is. Don't get me wrong. I've spent some time imagining scratching the intensity of my screams upon your cheeks as you thrust your intentions inside of me, pressing the shine into my diamond, but we'll get to that. And I promise you that she and I oh, well worth the wait. That's right.
My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Well, let me give you a dime and a nickel. See what you can do with the pickle. You're talking about all this that you want to do. Well, let me see if it can be true. Holding back, let me attack some of this verbal onslaught that you talk about. I know you got clout, but I'm going to freestyle on this mic and show you what I'm about. I'm going to give you a little bit of this and just a little bit of that. Just enough. Now, let me stop. Great job, Rain. Love that piece.
I think you made me blush a little bit, poetic.
That was some fire. You said that was a new piece, right? That was a new piece?
Yeah, I was hanging with the clubhouse, and I finished in one of the rooms and came out and wrote that piece, and then I was up all
nice.
Night just tweaking it a little bit. Yeah. So.
Nice. I love that. That's some good stuff right there. That's some good stuff.
Thank you.
La Perla Negra, did you hear what Rain just spit? Did you hear that?
Yo, did I? See, that's my girl. She makes it rain on us. Girl,
yes,
that
she
ending?
Do.
Oh, my Lord.
Yo,
girl, I love that piece. Oh, man. You're using some words up in there.
Mm-hmm. Right. She just came through and just, whew.
I ain't going to repeat them words, but, yeah. That piece was fire.
I mean, I tried to weave the love, you know, in the, you know, it's like it's how it should be, you know, love and passion.
Absolutely.
Together.
Right.
Together.
Right. You
know.
Okay.
Together.
Can't have one without the other. Mm-hmm.
Intertwined. I know that's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All
that's
of
what
it.
I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I love that, Rain. I love that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And
thank you
for letting me join you all for date night, because I do enjoy date night with you.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Yeah. A little bit. Now, I want to get you on over to that VIP lounge. I don't know if Danielle had the champagne brought out yet, but there is some really, really good bubbly that's floating around. And, you know, make sure you're
on
it.
You know I'm on
it.
I bring my own bubbly. Come on,
all
man.
Right.
Oh, you bring your
but
own
y'all
bubbly?
Know
all
I bring,
right,
you know I bring my own bubbly with me.
Oh,
bubbly. All the bees. I bring all the bees with me.
Oh, okay. All the bees.
Let me stop harassing y'all on your line. I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you, too. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show while you're over there
yes,
in that VIP. Okay? Ladies
Thank
and gentlemen,
you.
That is Rain. Oh, man. Gosh. So, La Perla Negra, let me thank you for bringing in the show and my tardiness. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for being late.
Oh, sure.
When was the last time I really said I love me to myself? Well, let me just tell you, it was today. I tell myself that I love you every single day because I'm my number one fan above all else. I don't need anyone else to stroke my ego. I will stroke my own ego. But loving yourself is very, very important. There are a lot of people who are not here today because they did not love themselves enough and decided that suicide was the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
And in my opinion, suicide is very selfish because there are people that you leave behind who will mourn you being gone. So you must, I mean you must, tell yourself that you love yourself every single day. Even when it doesn't feel like you do, because you need to feel like you do. The world may beat you down. Your family, your friends may not appreciate you, may not even like you, may smile in your face, talk behind your back. We all know the kind. We all know the kind. But you must tell yourself that you love you every single day. Outside of your relationship with your creator, you are the second most important relationship in your life, the one you have with yourself.
Absolutely. I tell you all the time.
Yes, yes. You want people to treat you the way you want to be treated? Start treating you the way you want to be treated.
That's right. Got to be good for yourself.
You have to be. You can't sit here and just and walk by a mirror every day and not recognize the beauty that is standing in that mirror. That beauty is
right.
You.
Absolutely. I want to ask you a question. When was your moment that you actually started to love yourself?
The moment I started to love myself, well, I actually love myself all the time. That's why I'm still here, if I'm being honest. Because there were moments in my life where suicide was definitely seemed like a great option. But I had to remind myself every day to love on me. Now, just because I put myself last did not mean that I did not love me. That means that I sacrificed what was more important to me than myself. But I still love myself. Man, I love myself immensely. Every day.
That's right.
Pre-divorce, post-divorce, pre-wife, ex-wife, pre-girlfriend, first wife, second wife. I still love me. But that didn't stop the pains and the ills that came with life. Those are just bumps in the road.
Mm-hmm.
It played on my emotions, you know, make me apprehensive to a lot of things. But I still love me. And ain't nobody going to change that. Nobody going to make me see myself differently because I am important to me.
Right. I know that's right. So I try to tell people every single day. You know I stress that. Y'all got to love yourself. Get that good relationship going with yourself inside. And like you said, a lot of people choose that option. My sister chose that option of suicide. It's not fun.
Mm.
And,
yeah,
it's very, very selfish because it hurts. You get burned about anger and all kinds of stuff just because, you know. And that comes with people opening up to one another as well. Don't keep it to yourself. Talk to somebody. Let somebody know what's going on with you.
Yeah,
there are people out there that care about you.
Listen, man. If more people would talk to people and the people that are being talked to would actually listen and not judge and not ridicule and not put down, we may have a lesser of a suicide rate.
Absolutely.
We may have more people willing to talk versus those who just want to shut down, because I'm one of those type of people that will shut down and keep stuff to myself and talk to me. I'm one of those people. But I'm not going to take my life behind. I'm not going to let nobody put me in a position where I'm going to take my own life. Because I love me so much. I love me so much. And I'm not, and you know, I'm not saying that those that have are any better than me. Because I've had people that I know commit suicide. We went through a season a few years ago where we had pastors killing themselves. These were people who the church looked to talk to. But then that begs the question, well, who do they have to talk to outside of God? Who do they have that they can trust? And I promise if you need to talk, you need to find someone that you can wholeheartedly trust to share yourself with in that manner.
That's right.
Just don't go picking somebody out the blue to just go share your deep, dark secrets with.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though some people find it easier to talk to a complete and total stranger. And, you know, people have to realize how precious life is.
Yeah.
And until they get that, we got work to do.
Absolutely. And see, relationships, this show is geared towards date night and talking about relationships. We would be remiss if we didn't talk about the relationship with you. the one that you have with yourself. Because whether mm-hmm. you like it or not, you are in a relationship with yourself.
That's right.
It is very important that you date yourself, that you treat yourself to something nice, that you compliment yourself. All of those things are very, very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, y'all already know how I am. I don't play with it.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Let's Talk About It. Well, we do date night differently. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. Please press 1 to talk about it. I am your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And tonight, I have the privilege and the honors to be next to another Epiphany host, Danielle, a.k.a. La Pearl, La Negra. How you feeling, Danielle?
I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. It's pretty cool doing this. I was a little nervous, but it's all right. It went pretty smooth.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are discussing, when was the last time that you told yourself, I love you? Because it's so easy for us to say to another person, oh, baby, I love you. Yeah, I love you. Yeah, I love you like it's nobody's business. I love you to the end of the world and back. But what about you? What about you telling yourself that? I know it'll feel different. It'll feel so different. You might think it's strange at first, but it is okay to love yourself. It is okay. Whoever says it's not okay, tell them to come see Poetic. And then I'll introduce them to the poet that wrote Try Me. So we're going to keep this party going. Danielle, I do have a message for you. I don't know if it's a message more for you or if it's a message more for me. The security team is very displeased with me tonight. They let me know that after the show, they need to have a meeting out back in the alley so that they can discuss personal matters with me. And I have to keep reminding them. I have to keep reminding them that we hired them to be security for the show and the VIP lounge and you know, to make sure that everything's smooth. And they said to me, and I quote, "Boss, we doing our job. You're not doing yours. That's why we have you out back." Oh my god!
I'm a holler at him. Now, fellas, we're not going
to
do that.
If you could be so kind to just, you know, because I don't know if y'all have seen the security team. I don't know if y'all have any idea what these gentlemen look like. They're all over 6 feet. Okay, they're all over 6 feet. Well over 200 pounds. And these are the type of guys that hang out at the gym, you know, run every day. These guys work out together. You know, one of my friends, you know, who happens to be a WWE wrestler, he said to me, "Dog, I wouldn't even invite your security team to the ring. I wouldn't even invite them. Nope, can't do it. So, Danya, I would be very appreciative if you would talk to those brothers and, you know, whatever you could say to kind of smooth over the situation. I mean, I've apologized. This is how bad it is. No, this is how bad it is. They have said. That they don't even want a raise. There is nothing that could justify my actions. They, as a matter of fact, they said that they love on themselves so much that they can't wait to share some of that love with me. So if you please, whatever you can do to help a brother out, I will greatly appreciate it.
right, I call them my tower of power because, yeah, they're big guys. But you hired these guys.
Right. I know I hired them, man.
I know it. I got you. Lord. Oh, my God. Lord. All right. You want to open up the next mic?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's open up the next mic. Let's open up right. King Atterbury, host of Let's Talk Poetry. What's good with you, my bro?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? You already know, man. I'm in a building inside of a building.
Hey, so.
How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good, man.
I'm cool, man. I'm real good, man. No. I'm peeping this show out, man. Y'all doing some good things, man. I'm hearing a lot of good stuff tonight. I've been tuning in.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate you, man. We definitely appreciate you, man. And we got to know, King, because I know you, and I know how you feel about certain energies. But, my brother, when was the last time you told yourself, I love you?
Well, I don't use them exact words, but when I wake up every morning, brand new day, brand new feeling. So that sends off a charge into the universe right there.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, sir.
And I get my morning moving along, no matter what went down the night before. That was yesterday's news. You know what I'm saying? So sleep good, wake up. First thing I say, brand new day, brand new feeling. I get a prayer started. And I'm right there. So whatever I
that's
was, feeling,
right.
I'm leave it in God's hands, you know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Self-love, you know? So that's where I'm at with it.
I love that, man. I love that, man. You know, so from hearing you have morning affirmations that you put out for yourself every day. Is that what I'm getting?
Indeed. I've been doing that for the last 2 years. Brand new day, brand new feeling.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. I love that, man. That's dope. You on it, bro.
Thank you. I'm trying to stay on it. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on out here, man? You know, don't get caught up with the whoopie whoop.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. Man, you at the plantation tonight making all that bread, man, or you chilling?
You know I'm at the plantation. It's Saturday.
That's what we talking about, man. That's what we talking about, man. But definitely, man, it's definitely important, man, that you tell yourself every day that you love you. Because some days, man, even if you're in a relationship with someone, you got a significant other, you know, sometimes they might not tell you. They might not say those words. They might be actually, and honestly, it might not be that they don't want to. It just might be that they're too busy to.
Mm-hmm. Or don't know how to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Man.
No.
Man, y'all bringing it tonight, man. I know I came in on the tail end of rain, and you know you've given it to us now, bro. So, man, that's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm.
I mean,
about.
When you live in a life, man, you know, as a single dude myself with past marriages, you know, you got to be selective out here. You got to watch yourself on that. Ain't nobody gonna love you the way you love yourself.
No, that's right.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I stand on my ground. No quicksand.
Yeah, man. No quicksand. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Hey, man, listen, man. Now that we done talked about how you feel about yourself, y'all don't even know that I really set y'all up tonight to talk about how you really feel about yourself. Do y'all even realize that?
Mm-hmm.
but I love it, man. I love it, man. And now that we've gotten that part out of the way, man, what ink would you like to drop on us tonight?
I have this piece titled Reflection, Joyful Over Everything Lost.
All right, bro, the mic is yours.
All right. The mirror don't lie when I see my own eyes. My prayers to the sky contact cosmic guides, carry a life force that was given by the source. Even if I'm feeling off, my care level is boss. Stand on my own too, my spirit is very true. There was a time I felt blue and found something new. Told myself, grab some hope and prosperity. My Duracell energy fueled my reality. Mood became mad at me due to sad tragedy. Crown King Atterbury with feelings of a majesty. Kiss the air I breathe so my tears don't breathe. Hold on to faith so I learned how to believe. Me, myself, and I working as one. Love who I become, the son of someone's son. Ask and receive from the scriptures that I read. Resurrect from emotions that were dead. I'm back as me. King.
Man, yes, sir. That's La Perla Negra. Go ahead and give my brother some energy on this piece.
Wow. You know, you always bring pieces that that grab your attention. And you drop gem after gem after gem. A lot of them are really, really serious pieces, but I love this one you did tonight.
Appreciate that.
And
my bro, you know I'm a fan of your writing, bro. I'm a fan of your ink, man. And wherever the energy leads you, bro, that's how you write it, man. And that's what I dig about your ink, man. And nobody can take that. Nobody can take that from you, man. Because
right?
you write with a certain energy, man. And it's mm-hmm. yours. You know, when I think about you and your writings, when I hear you reading, knowing your the way that you create, you know, I'm a fan of what's my dudes, Dragon Ball Z. I'm a fan of those guys, right?
Oh.
Right. I'm a fan of that.
Right?
So yeah. So when Goku getting hyped up, y'all.
Yeah,
if y'all don't watch Dragon Ball Z, when Goku getting a little hyped up, man, he gets this little bounce. He got this little bounce to him, but then he nod his head a certain way when he get ready to give off his energy. And bro, that's how I feel when you bring your stuff and the creative writing process that you go through, knowing that you vibe mm-hmm. off of energy. Bro, I'm gonna tell you now. Watch now. Y'all go YouTube and y'all watch Goku do his thing when he get ready to amp up. When he do his thing, man, he got this little bounce. His head mm-hmm. moves. Man, that's what I'm talking about, man. It's dope, man. Appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you too, man. Appreciate you too, Donnell.
Oh yeah,
but
the thing with me,
bro. You know, any place that I go to, I will build a laboratory in there where I could just create something, no matter what's going on, wherever. And that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I go off vibes and energy and frequency. So. You know, working in nursing when I'm there, there's a whole lot of different energy up in here. So I just recycle it, you know, make some place a lab, and I just start cooking and mixing things up, you know.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Man.
Appreciate that, man.
Appreciate you, man. Now, before we send you over to the VIP lounge, bro, let everybody know what you got going on, when your show airs, what's happening. Let everybody know, man.
Well, right now we're at the board table right now, you know what I'm saying? So we should be coming back on air real soon on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, Facebook and YouTube. But they can tune in on Facebook and I'll be posting up real soon on the return, you know?
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. They you hear them, Donnell. They in the boardroom having meetings. They got on there. What Justin Timberlake say? As long as I'm in my suit and tie. So they in the boardroom in their suit and ties trying to figure this thing out. See, except now the only difference is their boardroom with their suit and ties looks like my dudes from the Matrix What's my guys from the Matrix?
Morpheus and what's the name? Neo and
And Atterbury and King Atterbury. He's sitting there with the boardroom and he letting them know. He said, "Look, in my hand is the red pill and the blue pill." Now, depending on which one you take will determine the direction of the next season of the show. So I'm really going to need you.
Oh, wow.
That's what's
cool.
Up, bro.
Yeah, hopefully I'll take
the
right pill.
I'll be glad
when
it's up and running again, though.
I really like that show. You got to take the right pill.
Yeah.
And you cannot get distracted by the lady in the red dress, man. You cannot get distracted.
My God, you're going in for real?
You can't.
Definitely with us. No, no distractions.
Oh, okay. Wait. You talk about, are they dressed like the agents or are they dressed like Morpheus?
They dress like the agents, but they flipped it. Because that's how we do with these words. We flip it. We might be dressed like the agents, but in that boardroom, they're talking about this red pill and this blue pill and praying that somebody don't pay attention to the woman in the red dress.
No doubt.
Hey man, come over there to that VIP lounge, man. Grab you a glass of bubbly. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, bro.
All right, no doubt, bro. Thank you.
Appreciate you both, ladies.
All right.
Appreciate you. One love, one mic. Take your socks off, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my bro, King Atterbury, doing his thing, man. Doing his thing.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is
This is Saturday, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, y'all. We are back, man. Let's see what this call is doing here. I hope they didn't forget to press one. Go ahead and see. Did you forget to press one? Quincy, are you muted? Quincy. All right, maybe she's muted. Maybe she didn't want to press one. Maybe she just wanted to listen to Epiphany Radio. Baby, ladies and gentlemen, for real, the poet Douglas. What it do?
Baby.
You're not in the shower this time, are you, bro? You're not in the shower this time, are you, bro?
Oh, nothing.
Is he in the bathroom?
Y'all gonna get me started.
Okay, bro, bye.
Silly ass.
You know what? I didn't do a piece tonight. I said it was open
mic
tonight. Bring whatever you like. The VIP, did she get to do a piece?
She did, and it was awesome. It really was.
Dang.
It was great.
And I missed it.
Yep. Yes, she did.
Man.
You can bring her back in. Is she back here?
She's not back yet. I don't know what she's doing. She's not back yet. But I'm going to do this. It's called Beauty Does Grow from Dirt.
The mic is yours.
I know about new beginnings and fresh starts. Then I wake up from the dream of a nightmare with a broken heart. Some would say it's supposed to be a breath of fresh air, not the depth of dark despair, or even a scented candle, not a three-alarm blaze that's too hot to handle. Time heals all wounds. I guess this newness unwraps and unbound the very things that's supposed to be. Maybe it's the unused idea of being used to me. Either way, it's the symbolic existence of this imagery of peace and happiness, wrapped and clothed in tranquility, sparkling a unique flame, with a flame retardant name like Soul Stealer, maybe Heartbreaker, or User Abuser, even Hateful Miss Sinister. Either way, your dark manifold of untruths has guided me into the light, and my proof is simply that you are my past, and my future is birthing something new at last. I can be free from your venom, free to shine so bright, but not just for anyone, but finally finding for me, because all things are made new, and after being dragged from the dirt, I grew. And that's that piece.
Wow, that was nice. That was
Thank
real
you.
Nice. All things are made new. When you finally come into your own and you recognize who you are accepting of it, yeah, things are made new. Man, well, wait a minute. What was that you said? Soul Stealer and what?
I said, like Soul Stealer, maybe Heartbreaker, or User Abuser, even Hateful Mrs. Sinister.
Wow. Okay, you did. All right. Wow. That was pretty good. That was nice too. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Man, I feel like I missed like a whole part of the show. I missed the music. What did you play? Can you tell me, can you share with me what you played?
What did I play? I always write down what I'm going to play before I go on. So what did I play? I played Angel by Shafkan.
Ooh.
11-11 All Year.
Oh, yeah. That's another one of my favorites.
Yeah. What's her name? Chrisette Michelle?
A couple of
I remember the name of the damn song.
A couple
not
of
that one. Not that one. I think it's... God, what is the name of the song? Adrian remembers it. I can't even remember. I didn't even write that one down. That was just something I hit. Did you have music programmed already to play?
Of course.
I
always do.
Hear. Okay. Well, I'm so used to hitting the button right away.
I always program a song to play. Always.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of got thrown off last night because Ms. VIP didn't have a song program to play, and I was like, oh, I need to play a song. So I did play a song. However, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the lineup of Epiphany Radio for the week. Join us tomorrow night for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is usually the Soul Cafe, but I do not believe we're going to have the show because it's Memorial Day. And many of us will be celebrating with loved ones. But Tuesday night is going to be War Council with Mojave. And then Wednesday night we have the Love Zone with your lovely sexy divas of Epiphany, Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night, Charles, the Get Down, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, Charles, is going to be a return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. And then Saturday night will be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips, y'all. That's the Epiphany lineup for the week. So,
awesome.
Let's go ahead and bring in this next poet. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the host of War Council, Fly Speak, Honey Drippers. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, Happy New Year, and all that good stuff. I mean, he just got so many shows. Let's just go ahead. Let's get a good one up here. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Iron Man, also known as Mojave. What's good with you, bro?
Yeah. What's happening, bro? I didn't know I was going next.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I think people were here, but they're afraid to press one. They're scared of the topic.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is, man.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, man.
Yeah. Hold up a second.
They don't have no reason to.
Did he just put us on mute? did he just call us and then said his call dropped? Oh my God. Mojave, get your life, bro. Get your life. Let's go back to our love, Gwen C. Hey, Gwen C, how you doing?
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right.
I heard you say
so
people
good.
Were scared. I said, I can't be getting talked by a victim. I'm going to have to touch that button.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That is what I am talking about. Yes. She's like, wait a minute.
Right. Hello.
Oh, man. How you doing?
I have to say I loved your promo video of your book that you did on Instagram. That was great work.
You know what? I'm just going to be honest. I thought I had shared it on IGTV so y'all could get the whole 5 minutes. Y'all only got the first 59 seconds, so I had to delete it. I'm so ashamed. I thought I shared it on IGTV. It's actually a point to it, and it goes so close to what Rain was talking about earlier because I'm talking about one section of the book, which is the pedestal. And the pedestal is where you're supposed to put yourself where you need to be, not worrying about who needs something from you. And so Rain was talking about that earlier, and I was like, I got to reshare that because I don't know. I thought I shared the full video, not just the 1 minute clip.
Do the full video because once it cut off, I was like, wait, what? No,
I know. Where's the rest
good.
Of this?
It was just getting good.
Oh, my goodness.
See, I feel left out, man. Am I following you on Instagram? Because if not, I need to see because, see, I ain't seen nothing on YouTube. You know, I watch all your YouTube videos, so. I got to see. Are we following each other?
I think so, but if not, it's she_ink_fancy with C-E-E on the end.
Look. Inbox me that.
You got to inbox that to her.
Please.
Well, since you're not scared and you pressed one, tell me. Or tell us, when was the last time that you told yourself, Gwen, I love you?
Yeah, I might have been scared after all. Yeah, I have a problem with that. I have a big problem with that. That's what See the Work was supposed to be back in 2016, that I was finally going to find self-love. That was my one resolution. And as you all know, come summertime when Alton Sterling and Philando got shot a week apart, See the Worst became something else. I was like, forget me. I'm just going to see the worst. It's going to have this whole other meaning. So I just totally dropped that piece. And so I really said, like, I don't find self-love easy. I can tell everybody else how to do it. But, yeah, I struggle with that.
Why do you think
it's
that
a working
is,
progress.
Why do you think that is? Have you identified why?
Because I have an internal war. The long story is I'm at war. Like, I can't love myself because I allow myself to stay in a situation that isn't fulfilling and loving and precious. And so because of that, I know it's not right. And because of that, I'm at war with myself. So my self-talk is, how can I love me if I choose to do these things? So my negative self-talk, even though it's not intended to be negative, it is because I'm not a hypocrite, so I call myself out on my own bullshit. And if I choose to stay in a situation that's not one that's loving or one that is what I think it should be, then that's obvious that I don't love myself enough to make the change. Actually, I just seen today something from Ace Metaphor that said, you know, and not to like call out any man or anything, but if you can't believe him or her, then you should be leaving him or her. And believe is everything. It's not just trust and cheating and things like that. Believing is that you feel safe with them and all of these things. And so if you can't, then you should be doing it. And I'm not a hypocrite, so I'll call myself out of my own bullshit. When I saw that post, I was like, I don't, you know, I can't do the things I need to do to really say that I do love myself. Too much honesty.
Yeah, we gotta talk later. Absolutely. I love the fact that one, you're honest with yourself. and you know exactly where you are. It's not like you're standing behind a mask, and you don't want anybody to know. So for yourself, you've removed the mask, and you're like Gwen, what is wrong with you? Why do you do this? You know what I'm saying? And that is equally as important. Calling yourself out on your mess and identifying it, so that you know the areas that you need to work in. But you definitely have to begin a journey of self-love with yourself, because everyone else around you will benefit from you because of your self-love.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So I've gotten in this habit over the last week or two where I say I'm the shit. And it's like, I know that's true, but at the same time, I can't be a hypocrite. So if I'm not willing to change what's not right, then again, that's where that war comes from.
Absolutely. Understood. Understood.
The internal war.
The Pearl and Edgar.
Absolutely. So Gwen, me and you got to talk, baby. We got to talk. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
You need you're going to get some poetic therapy before poetic therapy gets here. We definitely got to talk. It takes a lot to be, to come to terms with what's going on with yourself inside. And I commend you for that. And your honesty to speak it out loud, that takes a lot too. So that speaks volumes about your character. And
absolutely.
That shows that it's still, you recognize your work in progress, and it does get better, baby. Oh, we definitely got to talk. I'm going to holler at you later. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Man.
Absolutely. Now that we've gotten the first part out of the way, what piece of poetry would you like to share with us tonight?
So I got something super short, just wrote it like 2 days ago. You guys might have came across this on the internet, and if you did, then my apologies, but you're going to hear it now.
Absolutely. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Time when you need not worry, girl. No worry about what his lips might taste. No worry about memories or salvaging. There comes a time when you must pour out ashes of bridges. They burn, girl. A time of drunkenness from freedom. Pour out all the liquor, girl. Honor his ego's past. Girl, let him live his boundless life. Comes a time, girl, you'd rather be woman than wife. Sunsets at beach always tied you in. Let snake stay yonder by Lake Cumberland. There comes a time, girl, when even a non-sunriser says to new dawn, come again. Lonely days eve into peaceful night. There comes a time, woman, in peace.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Mm. Go ahead, La Perla Negra, because you're chomping at the bit already.
Girl, oh, man. You know, it all sums up to, it comes a time when you guys just let go. Let it be. Oh, man. Now, that piece you just wrote, was that to yourself, or were you actually talking to somebody else?
Yeah, definitely self.
Say again?
Definitely, definitely, definitely self.
Okay. I like that. And I think a lot of us have had to have that talk with our own selves about, you know, certain situations that we put ourselves in and allowed ourselves to stay in. We gotta come to that realization. You gotta let go, or no changes are gonna be made. I love that piece.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not used to short pieces from you, right?
Me neither.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So when she opened with this is going to be a really short piece, I found myself wanting so much more of the piece.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh man, so good. This is so rich, and it's full of truths.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
whether you believe it or not, you are on a journey of self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Already. even though you don't think you are.
Right.
Because when you write stuff like this, it ends up being part of your healing process. And your writing, just like you said, the words no longer became about you. It became about the two men who were killed.
Mm-hmm.
That those words are a part of you. It's just from a different scope, a different area of your reasoning that took over because it was something you were so much more compassionate about. And that also is a part of your self-love journey. So I want you to focus on that because when you write and you're not writing for yourself, you're writing for others. There is a healing that they're getting from your words, and those words are coming from you, which is coming from a place of your self-love journey. Because self-love, your self-love is being, not being selfish with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're opening up, you're open to everyone. And you're not selfish. So you want everyone to know. You want everyone to see. You want everyone to feel. You want everyone to breathe what you're feeling.
Right.
So this piece is also like that. It's an amazing piece. Your writing is amazing. Your poetry is amazing. Your work that you do is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's time for you to realize what you do is amazing. No matter where it takes you.
Right.
Thank you.
So,
yes, I agree with that. Thank you.
Dope ink. Dope piece. Now, since you pressed one and you weren't scared, I appreciate it. I'm glad you weren't scared. But now we're going to go ahead and send you over to the VIP lounge so you can grab a glass of that bubbly that's floating around. I mean, I hope all y'all over there right now getting this bubbly is saving me a glass. I mean, I don't even need a bottle. You can just save me a glass. I just want to taste it. You know, I just want to wet my palate, just taste it and see how good it tastes. So, you know, because I got the feeling I'm going to need it. I don't know if Danielle's had an opportunity to talk with the security team. I got to tell them I'm going to need it after the show because, them brothers just ain't too happy. When they heard Danielle open the show, my phone started going off.
I talked with them.
Where are you? Where are you? And why is she doing what you supposed to? You know we need our Danielle in the VIP lounge with us.
It's all good. It's all good. They said this time. This time. But
they said this
don't
time.
Let it happen.
See that?
Yeah.
See that? They still, Gwen. They still not canceled the meeting after the show.
They have. Everybody's going home. It's all good. You can go ahead and get in your car and go on home. You say you good.
Yeah, you see the way she's grinning right now. I'm kind of having a hard time believing it. But I'm going to trust her word, Gwen.
Yes, trust her word.
All right. So get on over to that VIP lounge, grab you some bubbly, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, all right?
Yes, you guys have a good night.
Thank you so much.
You
ladies
too,
and gentlemen.
One love, one mic.
Going to take the slacks off in the VIP lounge, baby. Peace. Wow. Now, let's go back to Mojave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. I kicked my phone out. My bad. I kicked my phone out. Mm-hmm. I was like, I had to wait for it to boot back up. Yikes.
You're back now, bro. You're back now. We're glad you're back.
I'm back. Okay.
Lord. Oh, my bro, being who you are, let me tell y'all something about Mojave. It's something I don't even think most of y'all even know, right? Mojave is one of those kinds of people that will encourage you to be about your business.
Mm-hmm.
Please understand that.
Mm-hmm.
He will encourage you to no ends to make sure that you are doing what you're supposed to do about your business, about your brand, about who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So I see it every day. I see what he does behind the scenes. It takes a lot of energy to put yourself on a back burner and push everyone else forward. This is what he does. So, bro, this question, I am so serious that I really want to hear your thought or your response to this question, because I really have to know, when was the last time that you told yourself that I love you?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yo, listen. What kind of love? Self-love? Mind love? Soul love? Cold-press love? Which one? Because cold-press love is very popular right now.
I'm talking about that I love you that keeps you from jumping off a bridge.
No. What's really remarkable, and I'll be honest, what's really remarkable, to whom much is given, much is required. So for all the blessings, for all the things that I've been existing in a state of humility and grace, is because it's been given to me. And when something is given to you, it's your job not to mess up your blessings. So I love myself and I love me because I have to, because if I don't love me, then I can't support anyone else. I can't support you. I can't be there for you. I can't do anything else other than was. And sometimes I spread myself a little bit too thin. However, you know, I understand that when I pour into people, the pouring is free. It's not expected. I don't expect anything in exchange, but the blessings come because of that. And when I'm transparent and I give of my heart and I do as much as I can, it pays dividends. I see people connecting. I see, you know, how things happen. I see things weave together, you know, and you don't get that by being selfish with yourself. You do it because you love yourself. You do it because you know you're blessed. You do it because you know that people are around you. I don't always ask to be, you know, in a position that I'm in. You know, I don't lord my leadership. I don't do anything of that sort. But I do understand that you have to speak life and pour into whoever comes across your path if you love them. And if you love them, you've got to love yourself. Because the only way that you can ever see anything happen is if you are a strong base, if you have the heart, if you're in possession of incredible talent yourself and anything else, that you can see it within other people. I know what it's like for people to kill your dreams. I know what it's like for people to stop you from growing because they hate the fact that you can. I know what it's like to be a young boy writing poetry and feeling like it's the best feeling in the world and someone telling you to write anonymous on it because they didn't believe you wrote the poem.
Wow.
You know, I know what it feels like. So therefore, my life is about giving. Giving as much as I take and pushing as hard as I can push. You know, and even then, it's like I don't even push hard enough. And I just realized the other day that I talked to my pops. Me and my pops had this real deep conversation because my pops is at this stage where he's like, let me give you this right now. Let me hand this to you. Let me give you this information. You know, this is what I think. This is how I'm thinking, right? And I always wanted to know what my father's heart sounded like, felt like, you know?
Right.
And
right.
He was like, you are great at what you do, but you can do more.
Mm.
You are gifted and capable of more. You can do anything that you want to do. You're the only one of my sons that can do that. So go do more.
Wow.
broke me down.
Oh.
I cried a little bit because my father was speaking life and pouring everything into me. And every time my father has done that, I grew exponentially in the greatest manner possible. Because all we ever want is for your parents to acknowledge you, to pour into you, tell you how great you are, so you can go out and conquer the world. And so now, I'm on my shit. I really am.
No, that's
yes,
right.
You are.
I'm on my shit. Yes, everybody around me. I'm like, yo, let's go. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let me stay open. Let me grow by being open to everything around me, because that is the way we grow, by growth and exchange and who we are and what we know and what we do.
Yes.
When we talk to different people, when we share with different people, that's what it is. So it's to the point where, you know, like, they're like, yo, you doing this, that, this, you know, and this. And I'm like, yeah, I am. I have to. It keeps me alive. It helps me to breathe. Helps me to understand. Let my heart grow bigger. Let me love me so I can love somebody else. Let me put love into everything I do.
Yes, sir.
Let me breathe this. Let me be light. Come on. Let me do what I came to do. And so it's like, you know. There's times I get tired. There's times that there's crazy stuff going on in the background. There's times where, like, I can't even stop being me, even in the worst moments, where people would be screaming at the top of their lungs and running and just ready to go someplace because they're afraid and they're about to lose everything. And I say, you know what? Let me do what I came to do, because there's so many other people who rely upon it, this idea, this expression, this whole thing, because, you know, self-preservation comes through the ability to actually express yourself and say what you really want to say. It helps to cleanse your soul, helps you to free yourself, helps you to become who you need to be. And especially when you're around other people who can also help add to that, feed you, you know, clothe you with it, keep you in that same thing, bathe you in the waters of that admiration and light and push and trust and push everything out of you so that you become a better person. You become an ass. So that's what it is. And so, I tell myself love. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just talking about let me get off my soapbox. I'm on the soapbox.
No, you're good, man. You're good, man. Man. Oh, bro.
Yo.
You have dope, right?
Oh, my God. The vibration is so high with you. This is why we click. This is just why we click. Because you vibrate super. You right. I'm right up there with you. I understand everything you said. And you are so right. And the ultimate goal is love. And that's what you give. You give encouragement and you give love. You give understanding. When people panic, you have a way of talking to us that calms us and makes us see straight. And I love you for that. Man.
Thank you.
Are you my buddy?
That's true. That's very, very true.
Yes.
Very true.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, bro. That's why I rock with you, bro. That's why, bro.
Yeah.
This why I rock with you, my dude. This why I rock with you.
Watch,
you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I rock with you. This is why. Bro, because you're so dope, man.
Yeah.
You're so dope, man. Listen, man. It took the work of your father to unlock you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
I feel you. I feel you. I absolutely feel you.
He unlocks you to the degree.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, if you're
saucy. Man, go ahead, man. What piece you got for us tonight, man? Because, man, you're about to have me running around the room.
Man, listen. All right, listen. Y'all, you playing right now. Let me see if I can get this straight, because you messed with my head real bad. Like, I'm like, yo, what happened? I don't even know what's going on, because, you know, when you're playing the Michael Jackson, which is a Stone Cold groove. You know, when you get to that music and it really comes off the way you want it to, it just feels good. So,
yeah.
Well, hold on a second. I'm trying to get this thing going, but it's giving me problems. Because I'm trying to connect my phone to my laptop, and it's just not doing what I need to do. So we just going to have to go analog real quick and do something, you know, because I'll be saying stuff out loud. So I'm going to say something out loud. You know, and I'm just going to say message and put that out there, see what happens. So, see what goes on with this. Let me see what's going on. Come on now. Don't be difficult. You're supposed to be helping me out. All right, ready? Just tell me if you can hear this.
Yes, sir. Turn it down just a little.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, hold on. I'm just gonna let it go to the beginning of the chorus. Decided that you are more beautiful than you know. And I know it doesn't change the circumstances surrounding us, but I dream. You kind of slipped through. I didn't have any expectations, meaning I have no defense, meaning you were unexpected, meaning I felt you when I talked to you, meaning I feel you now, meaning that there is no meaning. So no way to tell, just knowing that you slipped through. Other than a mountain of sweet no's and words we should know, I can't. You are a path of roses that look and smell beautiful while feeling glorious, while being caressed on your skin. You are a feeling I haven't felt in years, an energy so electric you resonate. Your eyes, your voice are magnetic, your laughter and movement comforting. I don't know how to feel. I'm so light and heavy at the same time, to know the distance between forbidden fruit, unintentional desire, feeling some kind of way, the attraction slash connection, yet savoring the taste, touch of the skin and embrace. You are so mint condition, so fine, original, no remix. That song, it fits you perfectly, but you are greater than a song. You are a ballad, and I don't know what to tell you. You are so special with the ability to be humble. It's so dope. It's our energy. Your mind, that body, your style, your talent, your eyes, the sweetness of your lips, how you fit, how you feel, the way sunlight dances around your smile, how you walk in a sensual rhythm, dance against the moonlight, making dust love the sway of your hips. You inspire my muse, make me scribe my heart, how you river your thoughts to my pen, and you are the best part. I daydream, I'd rather be with you, looking at any of my inequities, my past history, the dire gravity, the fierce last present, my emotional hurt, a circle of blood and hearts in prison, possibly, but I feel free, touching the innermost parts of me, with the value of you, how you fathom so quickly, so deep, how you light shadow when the crypt of light had closed and dreams were something to work on, and I never told the soul. To what escaped me. You placate me with your warm words, blanketed by interlocking desires, fingers finding peace in the connective creases to find you close. I feel you. That is what I know. I feel you. That is what I want you to know. You're so fine. Poem.
Jesus, man.
Yo, 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 yo. Man, Mojave. That was beautiful, man. That was a beautiful piece, man. Hey, man, I'm about to give you a new title, man. Call you the Love Doctor, man, because that right there was serious. Serious love. Yeah. Danielle.
I'm sure.
Let me ask you, does she know? Does she know? I'm just saying. Damn, she needs to. If she doesn't know, she needs to. That's not something that you keep from somebody you feel that way about. Damn. I couldn't sit still. Oh, my God.
Oh, you was the girl in the front seat of Five Heartbeats. That was you just now? That was you?
Yo,
yo.
Not that dramatic, but I was there. I was just in position. That's for damn sure.
Oh, okay. But, Javi, see what you're doing, bro?
My name is Bennett. I ain't even in it. My name is Charles, and that's, you know,
hey,
my
Charles.
That's what happened.
Listen,
man.
What's up? Oh, my God.
Before we send you over to the VIP, bro, I need you to tell these people what is popping off this Tuesday on the War Council. Because, bro, my gracious.
Listen. You know we're going to turn it up a little bit. We're going to have a no-holds-bar conversation about what is it that you need. Do you need to be single? Do you need a relationship? Or do you like poly?
Oh, I'm going to like this conversation.
Yeah.
What do you need? What is it that you want? What do you want? How do you want it?
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Do you need to be in a relationship?
I'm going to send you some questions for the War Council panel in your inbox.
All right, make sure you do. Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, if you're within the sound of my voice, please send questions. We like those things. We like questions. It happens. You know, it happens. And so just understand that we do answer questions. We do present them before that. We're going to a new format. It's going to be really fucking dope. It's going to be super dope, right, because we're going to be able to get to people much quicker, get the answers, get everything down. So we're not going to be sitting there trying to figure it out. We're actually going to have the conversation that works, and it's going to go. So you get in here, you call, you make your questions, you send it, you can hit the inbox, you can come online, you can sit here and answer questions. We're going to bring you in, we're going to give you time to say what you got to say, and then, you know, we're going to respond to it. It's going to be nice. You're going to like it. New format. It's going to be dope. Trust me.
Can't wait.
What do you need? Do you need to be single? Do you need a relationship?
That's what's up.
Yo, you know what?
All right, man, get on over.
Go ahead. Right.
Nah, you good. I was going to say, get on over there, man. Grab your glass of that bubbly, man, and hit that VIP lounge, man, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, man.
That's what it is. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, one love, one mic. Take your socks off, baby.
One love, one mic.
That is our brother.
One love, one mic.
Iron Man, a.k.a. Mojave. Check him out Tuesday night, 9 p.m. here in Epiphany. Next up, man, we got a Just Jay sighting in the building. What's good with you, Just Jay?
I was one of those scared people that was in the back shaking in my boots.
Yeah, right.
Say it ain't so, Jay.
I appreciate y'all not out, bro. Man, that, y'all all right with me. I don't care what nobody else say about y'all. I might keep quiet, but I don't care what they say about y'all.
I know that's right, bro. I know that's right.
Oh, my goodness.
We glad you're here.
I said, is they talking to me and Gwen,
see? See, that's what guilt would be, too. Tell on yourself.
Yeah, there it is, Danielle. Yeah, that's what you got to do to get people to press one, man. That's what you got to do.
Oh, I know. You got to call them out. I know. I had to do that.
You got to call them out.
No, you do. They're not called in.
Yeah, okay. All right. Amen. Listen, listen, JJ. Well, now that you're here, bro, now that you're here.
Yeah.
Let's be serious for a moment.
All right.
When was the last time that you said, hey, Jay, man, I love you? When was the last time you said that to yourself?
Man, that had to be, shoot. That had to be about 20 years ago, somewhere around up in there, close to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I ain't missing it or nothing. It's just been a minute. You know, I was out doing different things, and everything I was doing was showing that I was loving me, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem I have about self-love, you know, I did this spiel a couple of times about the whole self-love thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we have seen people who were in relationships or just situationships that showed mm-hmm. that, you know, like, man, you got to love yourself, too. You know, even if
yeah.
they stand for the kids or they stand for some man that ain't worth nothing or some woman that ain't been worth nothing since she was hatched or what may have you. But, you know, I say to myself, too, I was like, you know, Donald Trump loved himself, and he showed it every time he got a chance. I've been working on my humility. It hasn't always been a smooth transition from where I was to where I'm at now. That's one of the things I've been working on. And as far as the whole self-love thing, you know, I have a healthy respect for who I am and the things that I do. But I've been really trying to work on loving people more so than declaring I love myself.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's all right, bro. That's all right, bro. You said, you know, you said something. You said a couple of things. You said that it's been almost 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you said that the things that you were doing was showing that you loved yourself, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now, I know for a fact that as a husband, when I was a husband, everything else came before me, and I was okay with that. Because
right.
I felt like that was my role. That was what was supposed to happen. So
right.
I kind of forgot about me.
You will get lost in the mix, in the shuffle.
Yeah, and it wasn't until, sadly, it wasn't until I actually was going through my divorce that I said, wait a minute. I never really liked this, but I knew I always loved this, and I just stopped doing it.
Right.
So then
that's
I started,
something in itself, too.
Yeah. Then I started getting back to me, realizing that I needed to love me more. I needed to love me more. And, yes, me doing all of the things that I thought I was doing because I love me wasn't actually because I loved me. It was actually because I loved everyone else.
Right.
So, bro, I want you to go look in the mirror right now and say, Jay, I love you.
I ain't going to do it. But I do appreciate
I knew you
it, though, man.
I knew you would, man.
But you know me. You know that I'm a healthy guy, you know, somewhat mentally and somewhat physically. You know me,
absolutely.
Man. You know me.
I do, bro. I do, man. I do. And I appreciate you being real and honest about the question because I do know you. And I'm sitting
yes,
up here
sir,
waiting. I'm like, man, he better not say that. He better not say that. Someone had to call. I'm going to call him out. Right. La Perla Negra, what is your thoughts?
Oh, most definitely. Now, I'm a little bit raw because you working out what I got from that, and forgive me if I offend. You working on your arrogance. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing when you can recognize the truth in yourself and you can speak that truth into existence so you can open up the door. You can release that open the door and make space for something good to come in behind that. So it's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing you're working on that now that you recognize it.
Yeah, I done ran over a lot of people down here. I ain't talking about
I'm
just women.
I'm sure.
I've been sensed. Yeah.
Listen. The way that you talk, when we have a conversation, I can hear it in you. You have a level of arrogance that you got to work on. There's nothing wrong with loving yourself. I got a hell of an ego. I'm trying to tell you now, but I keep it at bay because people don't. I'm trying to tell you. And yes, I'm expressing myself with my hands too when I do that. My hands and my head. Yes.
All right.
But
so you got the head nod going on too. Your head nod
going on.
Yes,
I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because I mean that shit. But you know, when you can recognize the truth in yourself and you can speak that truth, that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing because, like I always say, and I know maybe y'all get tired of hearing me say it, but everything, all roads lead back to love. This is the ultimate lesson that we have to learn. And a lot of people haven't learned that, and some of us are on that journey, that spiritual journey to get to our higher self. So this is a beautiful, beautiful topic, Dan. This is wonderful because it does it. It brings people out to talk about themselves, what's going on with themselves. That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
It's a good
Absolutely.
Thing. So, yeah. And I'm honored that you asked me, honestly. I was scared, but I'm honored.
Listen. One thing I can say is the Let's Talk About It audience
right.
of the mm-hmm. Epiphany Universe, they come to be transparent. They come to be open because they realize that right here is a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to give you them. And that's why I love this
mm-hmm.
show. I love the questions, and I love everyone that comes through and share. Because I said it before, I'm not a relationship expert. I've just been in a lot of relationships. And
mm-hmm.
most of the time
– Expert.
Thank you, Jay. most of the time, a lot of the questions that I ask for the show is more for me than it is
mm-hmm.
for y'all.
I know.
Because just like poetry, mm-hmm. our conversations with each other is very therapeutic for me. And I need to hear
mm-hmm.
if I'm on the right track, if I'm wrong, and you guys show
mm-hmm.
me that. So I'm humbled and I'm honored, and you know, and I'm happy that y'all come through here and just light it up and just give it to me raw and uncut, you know?
You know, you said that from the very beginning. I remember when you were doing this way back then, you were always was like, you know, this is a part of your therapy. It's not so much you here to go ahead and help people with their things. This was a part of your
mm-hmm.
time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because I need it, man. Listen, man. If you opened up a box of crayons and you found that one broken crayon, that would be me. Broken.
Man, if I had your hand, I cut both mine off and set mine on fire.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Why are you trying to go ahead and be like, I'm a broken crayon. Get out of here.
I am. I am. Listen,
that's
listen,
all right.
Listen.
You still in the box with the rest of us, though.
Listen,
it's all good.
Listen, I am a broken crayon, but I still color.
Oh,
okay.
I like
from
that.
From each broken point.
Listen to him, Danielle. Yeah, you're getting down now.
I'm listening. That's why I shut up.
And see, that comes from the self love that I have for myself, that I can be broken
mm-hmm.
still be able to color where the world needs to have color.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh,
that's
man.
Beautiful. That's right, though. That is right.
Now let's get off of me. That y'all don't know I like talking about myself like that. Let's get off of me. Let's get back to Jay. So just Jay, now that we gotten that out of the way, my brother, what poetry would you like to share with us tonight?
I'm going to go ahead and do this piece about this flower, brother, man. I'm just going to go ahead and get it out of the way.
all right, you can bring the piece about the flower, but in 2 weeks, man, you better bring that other piece that I want to hear.
Yes, sir. Well done.
All right, bro. But go ahead, man. The mic is yours, bro.
I appreciate y'all, cool. A lone silver flower wrapped in thin gold petals reaches towards the warmth of the sun. She's encased in green lace with love powder upon her face. Her stature is feminine. Her color is deeper than vermilion, and she is perfectly Rubens. It is said, but she is one of a million. But to me, she is one in 1 zillion. I will protect her from the scissors of villains, the blazing sun of opinions. She is perfect for me, a beautiful vision. Hummingbirds and bees pay their respects, and as every war, she attaches messages around their necks. This is a busy time of year for the field of flowers. They drive a global workforce with pheromonal force. She is a fierce provider, and her harvests are both delectable and bountiful. She sways in the wind with her beauty, with her perfume wafting on the current. Rain or dirt sullies her attire, and she is as fine as a flame of fire. Her intangibles are edible. With her outstretched leaves, she feeds her body cosmic rays of nourishment, making her grandeur pure, and her weapon of choice is her allure. She is a flower.
Increase.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
What the hell?
Wow, Jess J. You know,
man, I've been having fun growing up with y'all, man.
Man, you used a word in there, man, that is becoming, slowly becoming my second favorite word, and that is that word, allure.
Oh,
bro, this piece was already beautiful, but when I heard that word, it just became more beautiful. So thank you for that, bro. I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, man, y'all is doing y'all things right, man. Man, why'd you leave us, man?
Bro, I left because my Friday nights are no longer available.
Gotcha.
You know, so
I keep forgetting you have a life too.
Yeah. Well, I moved closer to Georgia, and my kids are 2 hours the opposite direction from me.
Gotcha.
So my Friday nights and my Sundays, I spent almost 8 hours on the road to get my kids or to drop my kids off. So that's why my Fridays are not available. So at least until the summertime. Yes, sir. And I will do it, you know, I don't care if their mothers don't want to be considerate. I don't really care because I don't do it for them. I do it for my kids.
Beautiful children too, man. Van,
thank you, bro.
Hey, you need to go up there to that sperm bank and go ahead and put some more beautiful children into this world, man.
That's a negative ghostwriter. Negative.
Negative.
No, sir. La Perla Negra. No. The shop is closed here, bro. It's closed here, bro. It is closed. So if I meet a young lady and she want kids, I'm not the one. She better already have them kids and not want no more.
I know that's right.
You understand?
If you put it in the notch, you ain't going to be as long as you was before you started.
Natalia, what you got for his piece? What you got for his piece?
Her intangibles are edible. I've heard this piece before, and it's even more beautiful now this time around. You dropped gems in there. I couldn't even keep up. I was trying to write. I'm like, what the hell? Shit, wait a minute. The next line and the next line, and then your delivery. Oh, my God. You just go into this whole different vibration, a whole different energy, a different personality. You just shut Just Jay off. You shut Jared off, and you go right into Just Jay. Or is it the other way around? Or, man, I love this.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you
like it, man, thank you, Jay. Man, listen, we got to send you on over to the VIP lounge, man, so that you can grab a glass of bubbly before you got to turn in for the night. You got to drive in the morning, bro?
Nah, man, I'm good, man. I rock with you every Saturday night. Quit playing.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's I can always count on my man, Just Jay. Always, bro.
Yeah, brother. Y'all be easy, man. Take care.
All right, bro. Take care, man.
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, my brother Just Jay coming through, blazing the mic, man. Just blazing the mic, man. We're going to go from a Just Jay to my other brother, man. When I tell you that this guy is my brother, like for real, this guy is my brother, for real. Not only is he my brother, he is also the host of this dynamic show on Epiphany Radio that pops off every Thursday night called Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you J. Rob the White Son, Mr. DSP, Mr. Duck Knight, J. Rob, my bro. What's good with you, bro?
Good evening, family. How's everyone tonight?
Oh, man,
Dolphin,
how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I can't call it. Today's been a fantastic day. Got a chance to hang out with the young kings from the Table of Kings mentoring program that I work with, and got a chance to take them to an art exhibit run by African-Americans, and they got to see art by African-Americans, and just wanted to inspire them that they could do whatever they choose to do. Considering that there's in New York, there's 1,200 art galleries, but there's only two places to display African American art in all of New York.
It's time to change that, man. Tell one of them, young kings, man, to open up an art gallery, man.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the shirts that we have says "Change the Narrative," and explain to them that. You know, I introduced him because the brother who put it together migrated here from Africa, and he said he saw so many opportunities that other people weren't doing. It inspired him to do something, and hopefully he can inspire somebody else. And I told him when I was a kid, New York had 12 prisons, and right now there's 60. I said, you young brothers have the opportunity to break that pipeline from school dropouts to jail. Y'all could be the next great thing walking, but I need y'all to believe it first, and this is part of that. And it was great watching them light up, and then took them to get something to eat at a soul food restaurant. Got to be the best $100 I ever spent. The owner was like,
"That's what I'm talking
You're paying
about,
for
bro.
Every single one of these kids?" I was like, "Absolutely. These are my boys. So whatever they want to eat, they got it." And he was like, "You know what? Your meal's on the house." He said, "If you're taking care of all these kids, your meal is on the house."
Wow.
I was like, "You don't have to do that." He's like, "No, yes, I do." He said, "Because I don't see this a lot. And because I know who you are, and I don't get to see this a whole lot, whenever you come in here and you're taking care of these boys, I'm going to make sure you're taken care of." And that was dope.
Beautiful.
Oh, man. Yes, sir.
So
yes,
beautiful.
Sir. I love that, man.
So my day was. Yeah,
I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing, Jay. Let's see what you're doing.
I'm just here. Danielle, he's coming in here.
He's trying to make us cry. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, he's making me emotional. That's the way it's supposed to be.
But, absolutely, man. But I commend you, bro.
I appreciate y'all. I mean, we got to keep showing these young brothers and sisters there's another way opposite of what they're accustomed to, man. And I didn't get to talk about it on the show, but one of the coolest things is the fact that, you know, I do a spoken word piece with a lot of young kids, and I gave all the kids dictionaries and thesauruses. It was like, none of your poetry has to consist of killing, maiming, hurting, no negative words directed at any people of color. And when they took their words and they started to create on their own, they were like, I had no idea this is what my poetry could sound like, because they're so accustomed to what battle rap is. They're so accustomed to all that negative stuff. And you can be something better than that if you just learn to use the right words. And
yes, sir.
These kids are coming up with some fantastic material. But when you see them light up and you see the smiles on their faces because they didn't believe that words could be that powerful, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. I love it, man. I love it, man. And since we talking about the Wise Son Does, let's hear when was the last time J-Rob, the Wise Son, told himself, I love you.
Ah, man, I've never said that.
Wow.
Because as much as I love me, I've never said that, because I'm always finding flaws with me. So I don't focus on me. I tend to focus on, you know, the ones around me, and that's where love comes in. Because I'm my harshest critic, and as such, I don't focus on me like that. I mean, I got my crass and arrogant moments when I'm dressed to the nines and I'm looking like, you know, somebody's, and my haircut is tight and my beard's looking good, but generally I'm not the cat to look in the mirror and be like, man, I love you. I got you. And yeah, it's just that.
That's all right, bro. That's all right.
But sometimes,
I was just getting ready to say, I want you to give it a shot. I want you to give it a shot. Even if you don't start out doing it every day, just do it once, just to see how it feels. Just to see how it feels.
Positive affirmations.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's what's up. I could do that,
bro. But you know, and if we're being honest, I think a lot of us would agree that we don't do that for ourselves, because we are definitely our harshest critics.
Yeah,
We're hard on ourselves than anybody else could believe, especially when we're just us by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because we start to think about all the negative things that someone else has said about us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we try to do a self-evaluation. Well, was that true?
Mm-hmm.
Was that really true? Is this really me? And we put up this barrier that says that, well, you can't love yourself because this person said that you were this.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way you can love yourself. Remember what that person said? Forget what those people said. What did your mother say about you? What did your father say about you?
Yo, you know what's funny? And I'm sorry to if I get emotional with this, but when my dad was dying, I flew to Virginia. I'm sitting next to him. He's in his, you know, hospital bed.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's a Southern boy, so he put these big-ass hands on my chest. And he's patting my chest. And he's like, John, I'm your favorite. I'm like, what's up, Pop? I got you. He's like, I need you to have a couple of kids. What?
Wow. Okay.
He's like, you got to have a couple of kids. And I'm like, what's the deal, Pop? You know, what you feeling all granddaddy-like? What's wrong? And Pop said, I see all the stuff that you're doing, and I've had people tell me that I raised a good son because you go out of your way to help so many people. And you don't want nothing. just want to help people. Mm. He said, and the more you help people, the more I've heard you raised a good son. He said, so my story continues to live on because of you. He said, but John, you don't have nobody to tell your story.
Mm.
You know, and he's rubbing my chest, and his eyes are closed because he knows I'm there, and he's just telling me I need you to consider having some children because someone's got to continue your story. Mm. And been a real big regret because I go all out helping. I mean, if you're in my circle and you know I love you, I'm going all out. You know,
right.
I go all out helping a whole lot of kids, and I try to inspire as many kids as possible. And, you know, you see the pictures that I post. I want to help these kids. Even though some of them get on my last nerve, I'm not giving up on them. And I remind them on a regular basis that you know, y'all are kings. Y'all come from the descendants of greatness. And don't let anyone take that from you because that's exactly who you are, hence the Table of Kings. But to hear your point, and when Pop hit me with that, I was like, wow.
That's
pretty powerful.
Yes, sir. That it is. Man. Woo. Yeah. Okay. Bruh, I need you to do a piece for the waterworks going over here.
Sound like they already won. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm kind of good because, you know, subject matter like that kind of gets to me. And I can only imagine how my life would have turned out if I had at least one. You know, just having someone that looks like me running around, the world would be like, please take this kid back home. But
walking around with his little bow tie on, look with his little bow tie on.
Yep, and
breaking you down with all the big words from the dictionary. You're trying to figure out you're trying to figure out what the first word meant.
The teachers would be like, Mr. Robinson, come get your child because he's writing mad poems and his verses are wild.
Oh man, yes sir, bro. Well, look, we're gonna get out the way, man. Let you go ahead, spit your piece, man. Go ahead and drop that
dude. I got a little. Is this too loud?
No.
Cool. That's good.
This piece is called, actually it's called this piece, to be honest with you. So let me do it right. Peace. This piece is written for the ghetto mothers who had to walk the dark streets just to identify her baby. This piece is for the people who want to say something with no ifs, ands, buts, or maybe. This is for the brothers. The brothers suffering from depression with life that are second-guessing, questioning God, asking why the good ones get to go home and the evil ones remain here just to continue to give us misery, as if that was what their college degree. This is for that C, D, and F student who thinks that he's about to give up, who smiles during rainstorms, because even during tornadoes, the spinning must stop so the world can see, because back in the 80s, that kid who thought about giving up and ending it all, well, that kid was me. This is for all those Harlem and Bronx brothers and sisters that are amped up. You ain't said nothing and you've got nothing to be ashamed of, even if you were. And if you're not where you want to be, remember that the best is yet to come, and represent yourself and keep winning in your heart and watch everybody in the Bronx and Harlem stand up. This is for the one that's got crime on his mind, because history is on your side. So look at all those still doing time for the same crime and understand no one comes to visit. Letters stop being written. And the only person you got to deal with in that cell is you. You never know who's watching you, so when you do positive things, they will want to be like you, because then you go to this one. It's for everyone that don't believe in the process. But constant pain is just part of the struggle when you have not given everything you've got left, when the world looks at your skin and they expect less. And I swear to you, that every drop of tears are congratulation waterfalls for the success that you're about to see.
It's God's way of saying believe in yourself, because whatever you think God says, no matter your faith, I've always got you. I write all of this not because I want you to notice me. I only do this drip, these type of pieces, because I need you to step on my failures and embrace how much further you can go today. You say fuck fear and believe in yourself. And I write these for every one of you just to stay focused and relentless, even if you don't see it, because I know you're still the best above the rest, because hard work breeds personal and spiritual happiness. And your happiness deserves a place to call home. So remember, regardless how much it hurts, how much it hurts to ever see tomorrow, just know that it's still coming. And because of the shoulders you stand on, failure is not an option. Push it. I'm here waiting. And that's that piece.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, freaking sir. Failure is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you said, no matter what your faith, no matter what your faith is, basically, I got you. I don't care. And then you told them, brothers, history is on your side. And then you get real deep in the piece when you tell them, only thing in that cell is you. Because eventually those letters stop coming.
Hey, amen.
Bruh.
Vin, I got a nephew doing 25 years.
Mm.
Got sentenced when he was 19.
Wow.
And when I wrote to him and asked him, you know, because we play chess by letters.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him what pieces he's moved, and I tell him what pieces I've moved. And he's like, Uncle John, you're the only person that writes to me. I said, what about your clique? He said, none of them dudes write to me. They don't call me. They don't say nothing to me. I'm sorry. He said, they stopped writing me when I got arrested. But when I was on the streets acting up and doing all that wildness, they had my back.
Wow.
He said, yo, he wasn't able to come to Fred's funeral, and that's his father. And he's like, you're the only one that talked to me, man.
Wow.
Said, bro, I'm always going to be here. But I try to tell you that before you got locked up, stay away from these cats, because there's no loyalty amongst thieves. And the moment that you go away, they're going to pour out a little bit of whatever they're drinking and say, this is for you, and that's it. They're going to go right back to what they was doing.
Right back to what they were doing. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes, sir. Wow. La Perla Negra, what you got for that piece?
Oh, man. Yeah. From the door, you came in strong about the mother walking. What did you say? Down the dark street, dark alley, what did you say? To identify
her
baby?
This is for the mothers that have to, yes.
Oh, my God. I know too many mothers. I know too many. My neighbor's son got shot right in front of me, right across the street. His mother came screaming behind him, right on her front step. I've seen that shit. I know too many mothers that have lost their children, and they had to go identify their bodies. That shit shocked my heart when you said that. And you know, you say you keep repping yourself and keep winning. You got me emotional right now. Because I know children that I've seen grow up, become mothers, and I've seen their babies grow, and their babies were taken away from them. I've seen that child be taken from their mother. So this is a very, very touching piece for me. You got me real emotional right now. So, but I love your work. I love it. I really do. That's a beautiful piece, and it's got to be the best I've heard from you by far.
Thank you.
Because I've never heard this piece. And,
yeah.
I'm going to get you for making me cry.
Yeah, I've been holding this in a pocket for a minute. But when I heard my cousin pull out some Miles Davis,
the other day. I was like, well, I got some Miles Davis that I'm floating. And considering it was his birthday, I've been playing Miles Davis all week. So this one, I really wanted to let this piece go because it's been on my heart for a minute. And
yes, sir.
This was the format for it. So thank you both. Thank you for allowing me to share and get this one off my chest.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Now, before we send you over to the VIP lounge, bro, you got to let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany Radio.
Let me wipe these tears from my eyes and tell y'all a little something. Okay. I'm back. I'll have a good cry when I get off this phone. But dig it. Mm-hmm. On Thursday night, the day after Wednesday and the day before Friday, let me tell y'all something. There's this show called The Get Down. I don't know where they get these two characters from, but I tune in. Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern, trust when I tell you, when y'all see what these two characters have got up and said they would like to talk about, it's going to blow your mind. We did this award show. We did What Does Poetry Mean to You?
Mm-hmm.
We've done comic book poetry. We've done what pens say about your poetry.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Are you the poem? Oh, man.
Digo, are you the poem or are you the verse?
Right.
I can't wait for y'all to see what's coming. We're going to put it out on Monday. And for the 27 people that came to the show on Thursday, salute and thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Because y'all made Thursday night. So I can't wait to hear from you and hear from every single one of you. And those remixes, y'all better go check the remixes out. This Thursday is going to be something crazy.
Something crazy.
And we can't do it alone. We need all of y'all to come back and give us a little bit of that poetic love that y'all know that y'all got stored up in you. Thursday nights, 9 o'clock, The Get Down, Van Meadows, John Robinson, Poetic, J-Rob, The Epiphany, Radio Universe, and you guys. Can't wait. That's my time.
Brother.
Let me slide out, Van. I know there's people behind me, and I apologize to both of you for taking so much of your time.
J-Rob, man, you the last caller, bro. You can take as much time as you want.
Okay.
I respect the mic. I respect the mic. So, you know,
I just wanted to make sure. So we're going to send you over to the VIP lounge, man. Thank you, my brother. We appreciate you, man. And grab you some of that bubbly, light you a stogie, and stick around.
Love y'all. Thank you. Salute.
Love
one
you too,
love
bro.
And one mic.
You too.
One love,
one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, my brother J-Rob, the wise son. Check them out on Thursday night show on The Get Down, 9 p.m. Man, wow, this has been a dynamic show, Danielle. This has been an amazing show. I'm going to start with last words with you.
Me? Okay. Well, y'all know my routine. You know, I love you all, and I want y'all to get that good relationship going with yourself. Okay, hence the topic of discussion. You got to love yourself because that's where spirit lies. Okay. You love yourself, you love him too. Love one another, respect one another. Y'all still got to stay safe. It's still ugly out here with this germ. It's attacking people. It ain't over. And just thank y'all for calling in. Thank you for having me once again. And with that,
thank you.
Peace.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, first let me give it back to La Pearl and Negra. Thank you so much for stepping in a gap and opening up the show for me and sticking it out with me for this emotional topic. I have no idea that the depth of the conversations would lead to some deep emotional outbreaks. So thank you for hanging in there with me tonight. To the Epiphany Radio Universe. You guys are amazing. You guys are some dynamic poets, some dynamic artists, but more importantly than that, you are dynamic individuals. So I hope and pray that you look in the mirror and you say, I love you to yourself. I can't stress that enough. This is one of the most important relationships that you will ever have in life, the one you have with yourself. Shout out to our CEO, For Real, the poet Douglas Shaw. Without him, there would be no Epiphany Radio, because he gives us these platforms to be able to do these shows and life and poetry together. So if you know him, please reach out to him and just tell him thank you. That's all. Just everyone loves to hear thank you for something that they've done. It's just two words. But join us tomorrow night for the Inspiration Factory. Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, yours truly, Poetic. Same dial-in number, same web address, same time, 9 p.m. I look forward to seeing y'all there. One love, one mic. Peace. Take your socks off. Baby, baby.